can't get over my son listening to the show and saying, hey, you guys seem to know a lot about tech.
Seems like you know about tech. Funny that. It's funny, isn't it? Like, really? Do you reckon? Yeah, that's it.
Andrew Thomas is here. James Mikeway on that's the other it, side of the table. Yeah. Burgers to binary.
Burgers to binary.
Everything you wanted to know about technology but were afraid to ask, coming from a coffee shop.
Yeah, and kind of perhaps we were afraid that we'd go off on a tangent, so that's why we decided to do another one, right?
Well, you know what?
Isn't this the first official one that we say the name?
It is.
Right? Because we had a little teaser one, and that's it. It's Burgers to Binary. That's the... you know, and we tested a few different names, and I got to be honest, James came up with this one. It was you.
I know. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
because you fired 400 different names to me.
Literally.
And, what was the other one that I liked? The Slippery When Tech. That was it. Slippery When Tech. That was pretty cool. What is that? That's a Led Zeppelin. Yeah. So I think that was the other one that sounded pretty cool. And then I think we just get perhaps a wider audience with Burgers to Binary.
Burgers to Binary. I think next week, you know, next we're going to come from Five Guys and Fries. Have you been there yet?
Not here in Dubai Mall, but not yet. I mean, Five Guys are good, but I don't know. I'm fans of kind of I still like the original Fuddruckers here, man. Got a lot of time for the Fuddruckers.
Have you been to the butcher shop and had their burger?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't. When I go to those boys, I go straight for the steak.
You should have one of their burgers.
I don't mess around.
Have a burger.
I can't go to a steak place and have a burger.
Have a burger at lunchtime.
Really?
We're going to come from there, too. I think we're going to start roving, but, you know,
Start rolling around. Literally.
I can't complain, though, about the raw coffee guys here. You know, we're sitting under
this is great. Yeah, we're here down here in Royal Coffee, and... this is one of those things where we don't really want to tell people where it is. Because this is great. Amazing coffee, free water, comfy seats. And there's only a few people here at the moment, so that's nice. But
even better, I rock in with a whole bunch of recording equipment. They say, you want coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you look like you need coffee. Yeah.
You need some help setting up. No questions being asked. No, it's just nothing. Like, you know, who is this guy?
Yeah, you imagine rocking up to one of these other guys. No, this is great. It's a great place. I need some coffee as well because my last tin of illy dropped out on me this week. Yeah, I came back loaded from the States with you know, all this coffee that's $5 and genuinely it's three times the price here in the shops. So it's. I think I'm going to run downstairs and get a good old bag of raw coffee before I head out of here as well.
Me too. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah, what about it?
Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
How come we
don't... We're Facebook friends.
How come we don't ever communicate via Facebook?
I don't know. We do...
We do WhatsApp.
We are Facebook friends though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we are.
Maybe we are. Okay. We do WhatsApp. We do Snapchat.
We do.
We do SMS messaging when all else fails. And
I thought that yesterday. Yeah, you were SMSing me. I was like, what's he doing? This
is costing
precious fills.
I was SMSing because the hotel I was at a conference locked me out of WhatsApp. They said, you know, you can't WhatsApp here. They would let me Periscope.
What do you mean you can't WhatsApp?
It said,
they told you.
Yeah, it came up. When I went to WhatsApp and initiated it, the hotel had a block on WhatsApp.
Yeah, but not on 3G, right?
No, I wanted 3G.
Cheap Canadian play.
I wanted the free Wi-Fi.
Unbelievable. I love the fact that you push all of that back on the hotel. It's a hotel. Hotel blocked it. Couldn't do anything about it. What about switching off the No, it's a hotel.
That's the life. Unbelievable. You know?
You got a data package, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just want to double check
hold
on that.
No, this gets even better because I was at this conference. I hook up with a Do guy and I have a Do number.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what data package are you on?
Yeah.
And I tell him, I'm on one of these elite plans. And he goes, what?
Yeah.
No one's on an elite plan anymore. We're trying to get rid of those elite plans.
Yeah, really, yeah.
I said, you know, you're not taking away my elite plan. He says, there's better plans.
And, 10 gigs, right? Or something like that. Something I tell you what, though, last month I nearly blew through my my data.
Yeah.
And I actually realized it's because of Snapchat.
Ah.
Videos.
Ah.
So all I watch on Snapchat is video content. And a lot of the time, it's when I'm out, right?
Yeah.
So on 3G, boom, downloading it. And that's I discovered that. I was sitting there going, what, like, dear Tislak customer, you have 900 megs left. Oh, that's me talking too much, right? That noise.
The alarm's going off.
And I was trying to think how my patterns have changed over the last couple of months. Snapchat.
Yeah, there you go.
Snapchat. Because, like, you know,
this is something to be aware of, because I've blown through a lot of data too, and then you start wondering, well, where's it all going?
Yeah.
Go to your data thing and say, uh oh, here we go.
So Snapchat, and then also Facebook, because there's more videos on Facebook. Yeah,
they open up right away. So. Yeah,
but
you can disable that.
No, I mean just watching videos more. Right, there's more video content out there. I mean Snapchat especially, because like the Sean Doris, who is amazing, who I follow on there, he'll put up 20 videos a day. You know, and look, they're 10 seconds, 20 seconds, but that adds up. Yeah. You know, adds up.
Surprisingly, Periscope doesn't.
While I'm sitting here.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Someone under the table?
No, yeah. It's a little midget. Let's go back to midgets. Yeah. Midget. No, I think I've actually been bitten on my knee, I think.
You think? Yeah. Okay.
No, it's
mosquito
like.
Mosquito in here?
Yeah, there might be. Okay. But it's during the day, right?
I don't. That's weird.
I genuinely think I've been bitten.
Okay.
Yeah, my knee's itching like mad. Yeah, go on.
It's odd. Good thing to keep in mind as we're talking about the use of data, as I was on Periscope, watching lots of Periscope stuff, doesn't seem to suck up so much data, so I don't know what they're doing.
But you're never on data, right? Yeah. Just establish that.
The reason I brought up
Facebook 20
is
minutes ago.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago, so we'll get back to
this. This is why we're doing this.
I was wondering why we're not using Facebook Messenger. We use all the other messenger services. Why aren't we using Facebook Messenger?
I'm actually on the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Which is the number that I communicate with you from. They don't have Messenger.
Okay.
They still have old school Facebook.
I've got and five numbers for you. I just send to every one of them. I never know which one is the one to use.
No, they they was them. They it's embedded in the app still. Yeah, so I can still communicate through Messenger.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't use Messenger with anybody.
Okay.
I'm real WhatsApp. Some of the other people now I'm snapping. I quite like, I've got to be honest with you, I do like Snapchat for chatting now, just because it disappears. I kind of see the benefit of that.
Yeah, it's like it's gone.
Yeah, really. It's funny.
The reason I bring up Facebook is they've crossed the 1 billion downloads on as an Android app.
It's pretty nuts.
So they're up there with WhatsApp, Gmail, YouTube, Google Search, and Maps. Those are all. Those are all in the 1 billion download in Play Store.
Yeah.
And I just thought, interesting. How many of these are Google products? Lots. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what, I mean, Facebook Messenger is one of those ones. I don't know. I don't use it. Yeah, I don't. It's interesting. There was at the Comic-Con, there was line all over the place. The green little thing. And that was absolutely everywhere. That seems to be their big push. But I didn't bother downloading it. I mean, the only one I've, you know, started working again, I think we spoke about on a radio show the other week, is Slack. But I haven't, you know, we're trying to keep it kind of separate. But it's still WhatsApp for me, mainly communicating through that.
Yeah, you know, I love WhatsApp because when I go to my address book in my phone, it's there.
It's there, boom,
Send it, it's easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, occasionally some of my students will WhatsApp me and I'll SMS them back. They go, why are you SMSing me, sir?
It's interesting. Yeah, I tell you what's funny about it, WhatsApp is it definitely just seems to be like a normal point of conversation now or communication. Yeah. Like you would, you know, I don't know. It's kind of crossed that. There's definitely been a transition where you can just WhatsApp people, and it's normal.
WhatsApp
like that.
People, videos, and images. I got videos and images from someone who's coming on the show.
Mm.
And I said, what?
Cool.
I didn't even know you. I would never think of sending.
No, we send videos all the time because our family group chat, we've got family chats going on, and there's a whole load of videos that we share on there. Don't you have a buddies WhatsApp group as well?
No.
Okay, you and me, we'll start a buddies WhatsApp group. We can share funny stories.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just full. Like if I go into now, into a couple of my buddies, I mean, it's wildly inappropriate stuff that we share, probably, like comedy stuff. I mean, it's all funny images and text and, you know, this kind of thing, like, for example.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Read it, but don't read it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're talking about.
Right? So it's all kind of that stuff that, we share on there and you know, just like that.
Yeah.
It's all comedy stuff.
It is. Complete comedy that you can share and put around. So that's
cool. It's cool.
I just never thought of using WhatsApp like that. I just thought of it as a texting service. And now...
Really, yeah?
Yeah. And now I'm thinking, you know what? There's way more to be doing.
There we go. That's it. Exactly. You're missing out, dude.
Yeah.
That's so clearly you're missing the mark there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how I've missed out on this, but we're going to rectify that and get this...
Get it going?
Yeah.
And the big thing is, when you're heading out here in the summer, how am I going to be able to communicate with you? Because you're going to all be switched off, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna no data.
Email.
Get yourself a Canadian SIM from Rogers or something.
I'm thinking about doing that from Petro Canada. Gas station has one.
But so really? I'm
thinking, yeah.
Anytime I go anywhere, I get a local SIM now.
We get them in the States.
Yeah.
We get an easy SIM. It's great.
Yeah.
But Canada is a little bit more restrictive, so we don't usually do it. But this year we might.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. You got to be connected.
Otherwise, just email me. I'm on email.
Old school.
Old school. Exactly. What, I have to type more than 140 what? Characters?
Now I know that you're happy with photos. I'll just take a picture and draw on it. Look at the pictures.
Hey, I was scrolling and trolling through the internet, and I came across something in London where they're not sure if these exist, but they're thinking it is. Complete James Bond spy cell towers.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I just thought, really? One of the experts says, yeah, these things could exist.
Yeah.
Literally keep track of everything that's going on with mobile phones.
Yeah.
But they said it would catch everyone. You can't discriminate.
No, you can't. I mean, it's a big net, right? You just got to hope that your conversation isn't interesting enough to be, you know, warranted to be sifted through, I guess. Yeah. But it's going to be what they must.
Do you think it's for real, though? Like,
yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be.
Like, but who would have the time to be sifting through all that stuff?
They're not sifting. It's a computer program, right?
Yeah, okay.
So it'd be a computer program that basically just sifts through and identifies certain trigger keywords.
Okay.
You know, like shopping or something like that. Yeah. No, you know, just it'll pull up certain keywords. Boom. Like, there's a keyword. I want to focus in on that. And then it will kind of screen out. Well, I don't know. Look, it's like I know, but I'm just referencing all that from movies.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what I'm thinking.
That's all I'm thinking of. It's Mission Impossible stuff.
That's what they're saying. It could be as small as a briefcase that someone's put there. Yeah. It sucks in all of the digital traffic going by.
Yeah.
I think, wow.
I don't know. Like, it's okay, and you can kind of pull that stuff in, but I don't know if I don't know if there's going to be a kind of point where they actively acknowledge it as far as, okay, look, this is really happening, or if it's just going to be one of those things that's kind of swept under the carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, everyone knows that things are, well, I don't know, perhaps people don't know. I share that conversation a lot, that things are monitored, you know, all the time, and when you there's a digital fingerprint. I think the worry is that speaking to a lot of people is, will that be taken out of context, you know, 20 years down the road?
Right.
So, you know, if you're doing a particular search, or if you were, you know, sending particular information through, could that information be used against you? Because you see it all the time with celebrities you know, there's like a quote or something that's completely taken out of context, and you know, straight away you've got this almost kind of, you know, villagers chasing Frankenstein back to the house as far as with pitchforks saying this is wrong, and then you find out it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. This is the big worry, and I always say, at least you know that if you're putting stuff out there, that the possibility that could be grabbed, taken, recorded. So use the tools wisely. Yeah. It's much like your email at work and your phone at work. All of that could be monitored.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
If I'm an employer and I want to monitor it, well, beware. Just know that it can be happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think the thing is that you just have to let people know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But quite interesting.
India.
And
Google. Google in India, and I've always said that these Google guys have got it switched on. What's the big problem in some of these developing countries? The slow internet connections.
Right, we've only got a 20-minute podcast, right? So right. I don't know. We haven't got time.
Google announced that it's rolling out a new feature for Android devices that will optimize web pages so they load faster on slow 2G connections in India. They're saying, like, we're talking four times faster.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
good. Yeah, it's good. It's obviously, you know, you've got to start looking down to a subcontinent, Africa, now, because those are the next places that, you know, need this penetration. They'll need this rollout of
connectivity. We're talking about it, so obviously everyone's now getting on the bandwagon.
Obviously.
But do you think many people are actively looking in that direction, as opposed to, because you're either looking at the developing world and speeding up some of our older technologies and how to optimize it, or you're looking at what's coming next?
I'd balance. You know, what you've got is you've got the, when just talking to people that I respect here locally and internationally, and friends and colleagues and that kind of stuff, conversations are centered around South America.
Yeah.
Hugely. I mean, just South America is just this explosion at the moment of all things tech, exciting, you know, that kind of thing. And then also India, more so than kind of Africa, I guess.
Right.
There's still, you know, there's still conflict in large parts of Africa, whereas India is fairly kind of, well, I'd say stable. I mean, there's obviously infighting in all sorts of different places, but if you look at that kind of spread, it's there. So yeah, South America is the exciting one, you know, that we should be looking at.
just two guys.
Perhaps you and I should try to go down there in Brazil.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah,
hit Let's the do beach. The next one from
hit
Brazil.
The beach. It'll be yeah. fun.
Well, I'm going to have to work on my beach body, I think. But do you know what? We were in this is shocking.
Burgers to Binary, by
no,
the way.
No, Burgers to Binary. That's yeah, what we're yeah. Exactly. To. Listen to Burgers and Binary. And this is the whole reason I can share this story, because we're on Burgers to Binary as opposed to the radio. Down in the Ocean View Hotel earlier on this week.
Yeah.
And
talking ready, Dubai, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Dubai. Yeah. Ready to go down to down to breakfast. This is early doors, right? So 8:15. Oh, doors no. open, boom. Fat German dude. I'm guessing he's German. Bright orange Speedos.
Awesome.
Nothing else. nothing else. Like no flip flops or nothing. Just in the lift. Guten Abend. I'm going to get the next lift. I honestly couldn't, I was just laughing. And then his friends who were with me got in the lift, said it was very uncomfortable, only for two floors. And they were like, where is that guy going? Seriously. I mean, someone one of the security guards came over and said, look, what are you doing? Like, you can't walk around. I mean, first of all, we don't want to see that anywhere, but here, right? I mean, don't walk around in your Speedos. Yeah. Just running out with his banana hammock on. That was it. Boom. It was like, really? But it made me laugh.
Brings a whole new meaning to wearables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know you couldn't, he didn't even have a phone on him. Like he was, that was it. He was out there. And then I was thinking, even if he's walking to the beach, like that's a stretch.
That's a long stretch.
You know, it's out through reception. I think if you know Ocean View, there's a big old reception.
Yeah.
He's going to walk out the front door. You got another cross two roads.
Yes.
Then go through the beach, then get onto the beach. So, you know, you're kind of scarring people for life all the way down there. And even so, I mean, he wasn't, you know, body beautiful stuff. But
and no mobile phone, nothing.
No, that's it. Nothing. Not even shoes. It was almost like he was confused. You know, like the doors open. Oh, this isn't the pool? No, this is reception. So, yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Love it.
Apple.
Oh, back to Apple.
I want to jump to
this
Apple.
This is the burgers, the binary thing, well, right? Yeah, basically, what I'm the burgers part of this.
Well, no,
and
you
I've
know
off on tangent, you, then you're the binary. You put reel it back in.
No, you were talking banana hammock, and I thought fruit. Let's go to the next one.
Straight into fruit. Nice. That's it. Tenuous link. Yeah.
You see?
You were speaking of fruits, and I thought of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. And I know we'll talk about this for the next bunch of weeks, but Apple is now going into the online music stuff. And
yeah, which we knew because of
Beats. Which we knew, but does anyone care? Like, is anyone going to use this?
I tell you what. Yeah, I tell you the big thing about this, right?
Yeah.
The fact is, you and I have spoken about this time and time again. As soon as Apple introduced something that's been around for years.
Because everyone's already been doing this.
No.
Spotify, yep. Pandora.
Yeah, okay, but everyone was doing NFC. Yeah. Everyone was, you know, Microsoft have a tablet and a touchpad 4 years before the iPhone comes out, right?
Yeah.
Before the iPad comes out. It's Apple Pay. Google's had Google Checkout and Cashew and all these kinds of things for years. As soon as Apple comes out with something, people jump on it. That's it. Simple as that. So what you're going to find 100% is you're now going to have people with an Apple ID,
right,
actually using this service. Because look, for the likes of us here, we can't use Spotify.
Yeah,
right?
That's a problem.
But if we've got an American ID or English ID, which is very easy to get hold of, right? As far as you just set up, it's for free, and then you can buy vouchers. I mean, they sell Apple vouchers in Virgin, right? And our buddies over at Jado Pado sell them online.
Yeah.
So buy them on Amazon and Shop and Ship. So you've now got the ability here in the Middle East, for example, to access streaming music service.
So you think
now,
it's,
yeah, 100%.
You think it's just going
to
be?
I think it'll just blow
line.
Through. Boom! Yeah, straight away. Mm. Has to. You know, people were trying to monetize music online for years. Then Apple with iTunes, and they're able to do it because it's just that exposure. It's just natural. Look at why BlackBerry. I mean, I sit here and I love my passport, but it's a failure when it comes to apps. There's just no one building apps for BlackBerry, right?
We were talking about the Facebook Messenger. Not
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Not there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. I think this is going to be really, really good for consumers. I just think for consumers. As soon as they start rolling it out, there's such, you know, there's so many people on iPhones. There really is. Everything that we do locally as an organization, any kind of website, iPhone is always number one. Always. Mm. You know?
Do you think part of it will also be if they tap into, say, the Android market, that'll just blow it out of the water?
Exactly, because now it's on the Android device as well.
Yeah.
That's it. There's an app on the Android. Now, bit more difficult, because it is a bit more difficult, like we said, to access the US and UK store from here, from an Android device. But I think it opens up a whole different market. Now, if I'm in the UK and I've been on Spotify for 4 years, am I going to look at it?
Like for us, we're just a small market. When you think the GCC,
still it's tiny. I mean,
a lot of youth who might be into it. But is it?
But like UK, US. I mean, what are they going to do? Is it? What are they going to do there? Are they going to think, okay, what's going to make me leap across? And usually, it's a better experience, or
it would have to be really good at this point.
Or cost. But that's what makes people leap. Yeah. You know, why do you, if you've been using something for
cost.
A long,
I mean, it could even be a mediocre
different
experience.
Functionality, or you know, but it's cost for you.
Yeah.
You know, for me, cost, actually, in all honesty, no, I'd be more about functionality. And kind of what it has to offer me. Cost is an important consideration, but for me, it would be different functionality. You know, when I made the decision,
for me, it's simplicity. How easy is it? If it's going to be easy, I'm in.
But look, if we go way back to when I made the leap from Nokia to Sony Ericsson, right? I made that leap because it was a color phone.
Yeah.
I wanted a color phone, the 8310 or whatever, a little small one. I wanted color. No, sorry, it wasn't that one, the first one I went to. It was P90 or something. Anyway, Sony Ericsson color phone. That's it. That's what I wanted.
Excellent nomenclature there. Nice numbers.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted that. You know, when I made the when I made the leap from Sony Ericsson across to iPhone.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted a touch device. I wanted it. So you kind of there's. And they weren't cheap. That was kind of stupid money. When I think about how much I paid money for that. Anyway, it's collecting dust in a drawer at the moment back home. So the thing is, I think that as soon as there's something that is, it might be an artist that only goes on there, for example.
Well, there are also one of the sides that I thought was interesting. So we're going to have the nice stream of music. We're going to be able to buy it as we can. But they're actually going to have... in curation by DJs. They're going to have a DJ doing with their radio station stuff. That's a whole other app.
Now, this is very cool. So this is Zane Lowe.
Yeah.
This guy's brilliant. You know, he's been responsible for finding some seriously good, some seriously good artists or talent in the past. And the thing is that they brought him on board. That's the thing, they've thought about it, right? The thing is that you almost feel as though Apple do delay as far as kind of doing things, but then they've put some consideration and thought aside from it. So it's not gimmicky by any means. I feel that with Apple, there isn't kind of they're doing it for doing sake, if that makes sense. You know, they've kind of come back. Now, speaking of Apple, know a few people now that have got Apple Watches. Yeah. Absolutely love them.
Yeah,
love them. Love them. And you and I both said we're going to wait around for second gen.
Yeah.
But now with iOS.
And Jatin, who sits in every now and then on our things we do, he's saying the same thing. Yeah. His wife has a first gen.
His wife's first gen, yeah.
That she won't let him wear.
That's it, obviously. but it's now with iOS 9, the update, which also happened obviously last week.
Did you update your stuff?
No, of course not.
No.
I'll wait for you to do it and then see what screws up and then I do
I've learned. After three updates of doing this before, I'm just waiting.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, there's not... I mean, it's not available yet, obviously. It's only available to developers. But once it becomes available, I'll wait a good month or so to actually... Because unless there's any real benefit to it, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. So that's kind of philosophy for me on that. But it's I think that what they've said, though, is the interesting thing is that now you're going to be able to have native apps...
Yes.
On the phone. On the watch. So
that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of cool.
Well, that will speed up the connectivity, right?
I noticed that neither of us are wearing a watch. So while we keep talking about how we're going to rush out and get one of these.
No, but I do wear a watch.
I've never seen you wear a watch.
No, but the problem is.
I see you a lot.
No, but all at the weekend I'll wear a watch. The problem is that within
it's only two
the
days.
Mac.
It's two
no,
days.
It'll scratch, though.
Yeah.
So most of my watches are metallic and it'll scratch gold. No, most of my watches are metallic, so, you know, it scratches. That's the thing. Yeah.
Next time we get together, I'm going to wear my latest watch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a crazy watch.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
From where?
We'll talk about that later.
All right, cool.
but you know these crazy watches, the one that have, you know, it's 12 hours, but all of the numbers are mixed up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got an Ish watch.
An Ish? What's that?
Yeah, it's a watch with one hand.
Yeah.
And it's got 1-ish, 2-ish, 3-ish, 4-ish, 5-ish. And you just look at it, and it's like 6-ish.
love it. I love it.
I got some quirky watches.
Like I say, we both got all these quirky watches. Yeah, yeah. But I've never seen either of us.
I'll tell you, the one I wear the most is my Casio, my classic Casio. Yeah. That's it. Classic Casio Digital. I wear that probably the most out. And I got some seriously nice watches and pretty pricey ones. Yeah. My worry is, and I've done it once, I've got, you know, some nice watches. I've got and some of them, most of my watches hold sentimental value. So when I was 18, 21, you know, gifts from my family, mum, dad and stuff. And I took it off
once. You got a Mickey Mouse watch?
I have got Mickey Mouse watch, yeah. Good. I took it off once, put it next to my Mac, and then left. And went into meltdown because I'd left it. And then the guys, very kind guys, said, no, it's here, come back. No, I mean, we're in Dubai, luckily. Yeah. But that's my fear. So that's why I tend not to wear a watch now during the week. Gotcha. But, I think with the advent of phones...
Well, that's it. I mean, I use my phone. You use your phone. We're constantly looking at them for time.
Yeah.
We never get together wearing watches. Maybe you'd get one for the weekend.
We never get together wearing watches. Like, it's a thing we should start doing.
Yeah. Brilliant. Let's get together with the watches on.
Yeah. Going back to that fruit thing, right? Oh, bunch of fruits sitting around watching
banana hammocks. Can you just picture that? We'd be arrested.
It's totally,
the CID would be outside.
That's it. What's going on there? It's watch pie. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
I don't see any watches on those
guys. Yeah, exactly. Where's the watch then? Exactly. I've got when my dad used to travel a lot, he used to bring back Swatch.
Oh yeah.
And they're somewhere, right, in Eidos. But my wife bought me and it was a request. They did a James Bond special for the 30th anniversary or something, and each watch each movie had a watch, and I'll bring it in next week. I'll show you the one that she got me, and what I wanted was the Man with the Gold, no, Golden Light, not Golden Light. Oh, come on. Oh no, that's really bad. I've
he's thinking.
The Doctor, no. You know the gold bullion?
Yeah.
Do you expect me to talk? No, I expect you to die, Mr. Bond, with Odd Job.
Yeah.
Oh man,
can't remember which one.
That is shocking.
It is.
Anyway. The gold, it's crazy blinging gold Swatch thing. Okay. Yeah.
Well, look at that. Neat.
Hold Very on. Neat. That's going to wind me up.
It's coming
now.
Back to you.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to Google it. Like, that's
hey,
really
speaking
bad.
Of Google, yeah. I got another Google thing that I just happened upon this, and I found it in the New York Times, Sidewalk Labs.
What's that?
Google. Yeah, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard of. So Google, as I constantly say, I mean, what does Google do? They collect a boatload of data.
Yep.
And they've decided to set up a whole lab system, kind of like a maker lab, but with the whole purpose of this being to do more work for our cities, to improve pollution, air pollution, but they're bringing it down to street level.
Cool.
And that's the whole lab process, not going to be on the street, but it's aimed at cities. And so they're dumping a whole bunch of money into it. And I thought, this is kind of cool. And one of the former mayors of New York City is going to be involved with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was also involved with Bloomberg. So there we go.
Oh, Bloomberg, yeah.
So but it's kind of cool. I just thought, you know, Google's reaching out. They're already doing stuff with their cars that seem to be doing well, apparently. And they're all over the place with just getting their tentacles all around things. I thought, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's just been voted... best CEO, right? In States. Old, what's his name? Sorry, I'm trying to... You can carry on. I'm trying to find this James Bond. It's seriously winding me up.
Here we are talking about Google.
It's winding me up. Trying to Google. It's just... I've got it stuck in my head now.
See, and then what do we do? You get out the devices, you know. Nothing worse, though, than being somewhere with free Wi-Fi and your time out on the Wi-Fi.
That's what's just happened. That's why I'm using my phone. Just using my phone. I mean, I could run down and get another thing, but yeah, and now my 4G's misbehaving. Look at it.
What's it doing?
Back in the days of the pain when you... you know, you have to kind of remember different things. It's a nightmare. You're always trying to... Yeah, that's actually one of the things that's helped with Google now, where, you know, you used to get in these conversations that, this guy was in this movie. And you're like, no, he wasn't. He was in this movie. And you get in these massive discussions, and now it's obviously irrelevant because you can just Google that stuff straight away.
Exactly.
Shut people up. I think I told you I went to a great presentation, which was you want to be Norm out of Cheers.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Cliff. because pretty much the world is full of cliffs now. Like know-it-alls. Because you can Google it, you know. Everyone knows everything, or they believe they know everything. Yeah. Oh, look, that's just going to kill me. So I've got to get back on track. I've got to focus.
Which phone were you using that you couldn't get it to work?
Both.
You were using the app.
We're in a lead-lined roof or something. It's all lead-lined. I think it's one of those places.
Okay, hold on. You know what we'll do? You just keep talking.
Oh, now I've got to talk.
No, you keep
it.
Talking.
Very
distracting. What I'm going to do is I'm looking at all the missed calls I've got here. But
missed calls.
It's like, who's calling me? It's like, I never get any calls.
Calling you.
Exactly. What are we looking for?
Well, it's Dr. No, I think.
Dr. No.
No, it can't be Dr. No. It's not.
It's not Larry Page, right?
No, not the man with the golden gun. It's not. Goldfinger. Oh, yeah.
As you were scratching your nose, it came to you.
Goldfinger. Oh, man. Sorry, I nearly blew your eardrums out there with Goldfinger, okay. Right? Yeah, there we go. Goldfinger.
Yeah.
That's it.
I got to say, my 4G on my Samsung Galaxy Note 2, boom, like fire.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. There it
is. I'm happy now. I can have a good day for the rest of the day. That would have really bugged me if I wasn't on taping this podcast. I would have sat here for about 10 minutes, not used my phone, trying to recall something.
I know what it is.
Goldfinger.
And now you got the theme playing in your head,
Goldfinger.
Too, don't you?
Goldfinger. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, totally. And the famous, obviously, Pussy Galore. That was the bongo in that.
Yep,
that was the bongo.
To this day, that's got to be
the best bongo. On a top was good though, right? Yes. She was good. So yeah, there's a bunch of them, but that's pretty funny. Okay, I'm all right now. I don't even know why. Oh yeah, the watch. Wow, you know,
random. Yeah, very
exactly.
Random.
Yeah.
And back to the fact that neither of us are wearing any watches.
No,
and we're both gonna go out and buy an Apple Watch.
Yes,
second gen.
Yeah,
but
you remember when watch rings were popular?
Yes,
remember that?
Yeah,
that was a phase,
wasn't
it?
You know what I saw the other day? But you know what I saw the other day? And it was just, I don't know where it was, at Carrefour or
yeah.
It was the old Casio with the calculator on it.
Nice.
It was like cheap, too.
Yeah. Well, Casio had that remote control one as well, you remember?
Yeah.
They had the whole remote control built in. Yeah, perfect.
Like nice. But that little calculator, the scientific calculator.
Scientific
on
calculator
the
on your watch.
And then we complain about keyboard and keyboards. They're too small.
Yeah, can you imagine? That's aimed at kids, right? I mean, no one's going to.
I don't know.
Yeah. I remember I had a citizen that would tell the temperature.
There you go.
I was blown away by that. Oh, man, I got temperature on this thing. And it's in England. It's raining.
Yeah,
it's pretty much every day. Rain. Exactly. That's the thing. I saw a very cool watch this week that on the back of it, when you flipped it over, had a roulette wheel.
Really?
Yeah, mini roulette wheel. So you could play like little roulette on your watch, spun it around. Fantastic. I'll show you the image. Okay. Yeah, it was on Instagram.
Yeah, cool.
I follow this watch guy that just always puts up these incredible watches.
If you're wondering what this podcast is about, it's all about technology and
apparently.
Stuff. And
yeah.
Stuff. Just
stuff.
Two guys in a coffee shop.
That's
talking
it.
Tech.
Talking tech. And the occasional bit of tech.
Yeah, the occasional bit. We like to do it every week or so.
Yeah, and, so I guess that's what we're going to do, right? We're going to crack on every week until you disappear for the summer.
Yeah, so we'll get a few more of these in, and then we'll pick up where we left off. And,
yeah.
And Build a huge following. Maybe we can do it over the summer.
Remotely. We could do.
Can you imagine how?
I don't know how that would work, but there must be somewhere we can pull together. There's like a SoundCloud or something.
You
where
think
we can,
two tech guys can
you'd,
figure
you'd
it out.
Hope. Yeah, exactly. You know what we can do? Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
That's it. We need to Google it. Yeah, because you know what you could? I bet you could do it over Google Hangout.
Google Hangout. Exactly.
Got to be Google Hangout. And you could take a stream from Google Hangout.
Yeah.
I reckon that will work.
All right, so we'll just pick up in the after the summer.
Yeah. Why not? To Google Hangout, there's a lot going on over the summer, right?
Yeah.
There's big things happening. Big things. Well, yeah, big things afoot.
I could do it live from Comic-Con.
Oh, man. You're going to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego.
If you can find the...
I want to find that German guy with the banana hammock. Use it for my Mr. Incredible costume.
Perfect. Is that what you're going as? Are you dressing up?
I'm thinking I have to.
You got to.
I'm thinking I have
when you're
to.
In the States.
Yeah.
Definitely. Right. Who's got like outrageously blonde hair in the comic world? Oh, you know Flash Gordon.
Oh.
Flash Gordon. Dude.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah. No, it was Flash R, but yeah.
Flash.
Don't do that again. Yeah, I think the costume's a bit tight by the sound of it. Just
thinking of that German guy in the
left. Yeah, exactly.
Like, scarred now.
You should definitely Flash Gordon. I see you as Flash Gordon.
Do Flash Gordon?
Yeah, definitely. But Flash Gordon as in the movie, right?
Yeah.
The dude, he was here.
Really?
He was here at Comic-Con.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, the original Flash Gordon.
Nice. All right,
that's you. I reckon that's Flash Gordon.
I'm in it.
Okay. Yeah, do it. Yeah. Let's get you in a costume and let's see some of those pictures.
On that note, burners. We're burning the burgers. Burgers to binary. We got to sign off.
Nice.
We got to go.
Look at that. We'll what is that? That was longer than last time.
Yeah, it's a little bit, but it's because we're just rambling on.
Yeah, that's cool. I think we said as well that we're going to get a few people involved in this. Yeah. So get some people down, get them around the table. Yeah. Means buying another mic. But
I got two more.
Oh, man, really?
I got four. I got a four-way setup here.
Four-way?
Yeah.
Okay. On that note.
On that note, we're signing off.
Signing off.
Burgers to binary. We'll be back at you before too long. Have a good one, man.